Aside from the resignation of CEO Travis Kalanick, we got another piece of news from Uber this week. It's rolling out a new function in its ride-sharing app to allow tipping. The company says in-app tipping should be available to all drivers in the U.S. by the end of July. It's something drivers had wanted for a while. Similar apps such as Lyft already have it. But how much should you tip your driver? Joining us now is Steve Dublonica, a self-described recovering ex-waiter from New Jersey. He's also author of Waiter Rant and Keep the Change, a clueless tipper's quest to become the guru of the gratuity. Steve, welcome to Here and Now.
Pleasure to be here, Jeremy.
And any idea how much people should tip Uber drivers?
Well, the standard tip for a taxi is 15 to 20%. And that is my initial reaction. I would say, well, tip 15% or to 20% of the fare. But things get really dicey with Uber, you know, because they have dynamic pricing. You know, what might be a $40 ride to the airport at 3 in the afternoon could be a $150 ride,
right,
you know, at peak time. Do you tip 20%, 150? So the problem with this new technology is it kind of strains our old ways about thinking about tips.
Well, and everybody who uses Uber is used to not having to tip. I mean, I have to say, and I feel bad for the drivers in a sense, but that's one of the nice things about Uber is you don't have to think about that, and now you will.
Right. Well, you know, Starbucks used to have a thing where you couldn't tip on credit cards or their gift cards, you know. So there was a technological separation between you and the tip. The same thing happens with the in-app thing. You know, with the cabbie, you actually have to pay the cab driver.
Right.
And in Uber, you can just say bye, you know, walk out of the car. And that's a problem. And I do think that the Uber drivers need tips because when you look at their compensation, you know, Uber claims they're making $17 to $20 an hour. But a study in Canada said after they pay their cut to Uber and pay for their gas and tolls and everything, they're making like $4.60 Canadian an hour. So they kind of do need your tips the same way cab drivers need tips to help meet their bottom line.
If you don't tip, is that rude?
I think it's rude. I think one of the things about Uber is they can now, you know, they can rate you. The cabbie can't rate you. He's never going to see you again. But, you know, the driver in Uber can say, you know, he could the lack of a tip could lead to a lower score, which could make it harder for you to get an Uber in the future. But just in terms of just being a decent human being, I think it's a good idea to tip the driver. But the question is how much do you tip the driver? And we're going to have to see how Uber sets up their in-app policy. Is it going to be a percentage? Is it going to be a set amount? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it yet.
Well, and do you think that the rating that the driver gives you will be based solely on how much of a tip you give the driver?
I don't think it should be. I think, you know, yes, did you know, one of the great pleasures of Uber over a cab is it's your driver. He comes exactly when you want it. You know, so this is kind of what you're paying for, you know, for Uber. So the customer has a role in, you know, showing up and being a good customer. And I think that should impact the rating. But yeah, it's inevitable. You know, when I was a waiter, if you were a bad tipper, that affected my view of you and my service to you in the future.
What's a bad tipper in a restaurant, do you think? How much? What percent?
Well, normal restaurant tips, 15 to 20%. And that's why I always tell people when in doubt, if you're in doubt about tipping, tip. And 15 to 20% is always a good rule.
I would think that some waiters would be annoyed with 15% at this point. They're so used to 20.
I know. But, you know, but in New York City, they're going, oh, we want 25%. And I'm like, and I used to be a waiter, and I balk at that. 15 to 20% is the standard gratuity. And anything below 15% is not fun. But I remember I had a customer who would stiff me repeatedly, like leave like 5%, 6%. And then they call up on Valentine's Day and they want the most romantic table in the front of the restaurant. And I seat them by the men's room. So that, you know, that's what happens when you're a bad tipper. People remember that.
All right. Well, that brings us to the idea of additional tips. Some places they put in, you know, 18% or 15% included gratuity,
yeah.
But then you have an option for an additional tip, which Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm made fun of in a season 7 episode. Here he is out for a meal with friends and they're getting ready to pay the bill.
So you know what they do here? It's an 18% tip included.
Yeah.
And then they have a space for an additional tip. You know, I'm what, I have to start doing math in my head now? And then what does it come out to? $2? I'm leaving an extra $2. That makes me look cheap.
No, just leave the 18 and let's go.
Decided, I think that's all they expect.
I'm not leaving any more additional tips here.
No!
I'm protesting it. I swear to you, I'm going to protest it. I don't think it's right.
I'm going to follow your lead.
It's a good protest.
This is crazy.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on additional tips?
Additional tips. One of the things I like to bring up is, why do we have tipping, right? And one of the reasons we have tipping is to subsidize the wages of the waiter. You, the dining public, right? Or you, the Uber riding public,
right,
are subsidizing this, so the owner or the shareholders aren't paying the living wage. So I always tell people, remember that. And the additional gratuity, very often what happens is the additional gratuity is there for two reasons. It's there automatically to prevent people from not tipping, which I support, or it's a service charge, right, that is tacked on to, you know, so they call it the tipless restaurant. You know, they may call it an 18% tip, or they just call it a service charge. And then they take that money and they divide it up in such a Byzantine way that the kitchen staff's getting paid out of it, the waiter's getting paid out of it. And then I think an additional gratuity, tipping on top of that is kind of ridiculous, you know.
So you wouldn't leave an additional tip?
I mean, my thing is, I would leave if the service was extraordinary, but if they're at, I'm going to tip better than 18%. That's the thing that always got me, is personally, as a former waiter, I will always tip over 18%, but very often that is in for parties of six or more, because there's something we call a diffusion of tip responsibility. Oh, he'll get the tip. Oh, he'll get the tip. And then someone will walk out and not, and there's no tip at all. Hmm. So that's what it's designed to do. But if it's a service charge, then I wouldn't leave an additional gratuity.
Okay, one more question about tipping that's been asked around the office here. What do you tip for a haircut?
15% to 20%, which means, ladies, you're getting hosed. That's it. I just had a discussion today with my coworker, and she said, I had a $400 hair job once. And I said, what, did you tip 20%? She said, no way. The thing is, it's interesting. You go to a diner and you have a $350 tip, you'll probably toss a $5. That's a great tip. But when checks get higher or bills get higher, the tips percentage-wise go down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what happens when the bills get higher and higher. But yes, it's expected that it's 15 to 20% for a haircut.
Is there anything that you don't tip for that some people do tip for?
I wrote a book on tipping, and I'm constantly afraid I'll be exposed as a hypocrite. So I'm always tipping. I'm a pretty good tipper. If I haven't tipped somebody, it's because it was just complete, you know, intoxication or accident.
Mm. And it sounds like, from what you're saying, generally 15 to 20%, you can't go wrong.
Is usually going to get you out of most situations. That's correct.
Out of situations. Steve Dublonica, who is the author of Waiter Rant and Keep the Change, A Clueless Tipper's Quest to Become the Guru of the Gratuity. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.